Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm honored to be bringing to you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Normalized Prophecy. Every church service has a rhythm, a cadence it follows. I can remember going to a Catholic service with a friend of mine. I was completely lost. It seemed as though everyone else knew what to do, when to sit, when to stand, and when to kneel. And I did my best to mimic those around me, but it wasn't a worshipful experience for me because I felt lost most of the time. You know, Protestant churches, they have an order of service too. It's not quite as complicated, or maybe I'm just more familiar with it. We sing songs, pray, preach the scriptures, and celebrate communion. The early church had an order of service too, but they included an additional element that didn't show up in the Catholic or Protestant churches that I've attended. Listen to the Apostle Paul as he writes to the church in Corinth. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is the same as having her head shaved. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 4 through 5. Now, hold all of those questions about head coverings for just a moment, and let's acknowledge that Paul's assumption was that prophecy was a normal part of the worship gathering, and both men and women were participating equally in this prophetic work. Now, that word prophecy is a bit slippery, so allow me to define it. It means to foretell, as in looking to the future, but it also means to forthtell, meaning, thus saith the Lord. Forthtelling may have looked a little bit more like modern-day preaching or teaching. This was something both men and women were participating in during the worship service. Can you imagine having a quote-unquote prophecy portion of our worship? It appears the early church did. I'm not entirely sure what we ought to do with this truth, but I am confident that we shouldn't despise prophecies. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. And even if it doesn't fall directly within the public worship gathering on a Sunday morning, if we're going to take our cues from Scripture, we must be open to prophecy, and we must position both men and women to function in the prophetic. 1 Corinthians 11 teaches us that prophecy was a normalized part of their worship gatherings. So, how might it become more of a normal part of our spiritual growth? I think that's what this passage of Scripture wants us to contemplate, and I pray that you will today. Let me pray for you as you go about your day. Lord, thank you so much for every person listening to this. And Lord, I pray that you would use this scripture to press on us, to challenge us, to ask some questions about what it might look like for prayer and prophecy to become more a part of our spiritual growth. We hold this all up before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great rest of your day, friends. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.